Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
One of the most beloved understory trees in southern landscapes is the flowering dogwood with its bright green leaves and blooms that consist of clusters of tiny inconspicuous flowers surrounded by large white petal-like bracts. Native to the eastern half of America, flowering dogwood grow to 30 feet in height and was historically a major component of upland hardwood forest. In Louisiana, it is one of three species of dogwoods native to the state. The others, swamp dogwood and rough-leaf dogwood, have less noticeable flowers and tend to grow on wetter sites. Flowering dogwood fruits are small olive-like drupes that turn bright red in the autumn. They are relished by many kinds of wildlife, especially bluebirds and other thrushes. Dogwoods in their leaf litter provide an important source of calcium for forest soils. The hard, dense wood of dogwood was used for tool handles, loom shuttles, and the wheels of roller skates. As a medicine, it was used as a quinine substitute to treat malaria in humans and as a remedy for mange in dogs, which may be how it got its name. At the beginning of this essay, I mentioned that flowering dogwood was a major component of many upland forests. That is decreasingly the case today. In many areas, especially the hill country of Louisiana, all native hardwoods have been replaced by biologically impotent pine plantations with zero tolerance for plant diversity. Those dogwoods that survived the onslaught of tree farms have recently been attacked on another front. An exotic invasive fungus that causes a disease called dogwood anthracnose is killing dogwoods across the eastern United States. A recent study reported that at least 49% of wild dogwoods have succumbed to the disease. Here in North Louisiana, it is rampant, as cankered trunks are all that remain of many mature trees. Unless there are some disease-resistant trees that survive to pass along the immunity to their offspring, wild dogwoods may become as scarce as hen's teeth.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep from NPR News.
With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox.
This is Robert Siegel, host of All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, I'm Kelby Uchley.
The best of Broadway. I'm your host, Mark Henderson.
Welcome to Midday Classics. I'm Jason Reinhardt.
I'm Jared Ritchie. I hope that you'll stay with us here.
This is Vocal Vibes, and I'm your host, Deborah Chandler.
Jazz with Bob Bramlow.
Exceptional programs on KEDM, made possible by listener financial support.